Listen to the following text. You can now hear each part of the text two times. Please read the questions of Part A now. Part A. King's School is a British school in Canterbury. There are 400 students. What is special about King's School is their partner school. Guess where it is? Well, it's down under. That's what Australians call their own country. The city is Adelaide, on the south coast. The good things about a partner school are that students get to know each other. They text each other, do projects together, and once a year they even travel to meet up. British students go to Australia in December, right before Christmas. That's because it's summertime in Australia. Then they can go to the beach, watch animals like kangaroos hopping around all over the place, and find out about what is different in Australian family life. Right now, students from Class 8GT are doing a project on holidays and festivals with their partners down under. Once a week, they meet online to find out more about special holidays that only exist in their partner's country, but also about funny or unusual local festivals. Liz is on a video conference with Noah from her partner class right now to discuss ideas for their presentations. Bank holiday? What's that?
Oh, bank holiday, that's a really British thing. A bank holiday is a national public holiday. It means it's for everyone everywhere in the UK. They're usually on a Monday, so it's a long weekend. We often use bank holidays to go away to cool places like museums, zoos or fun parks. Shops stay open on a bank holiday too. That makes it a perfect day to go out shopping, but a hard day for shop assistants. I remember last August bank holiday, my family and I took a train to Margate. That's a town by the sea. We had a day on the beach and ate fish and chips in the market square in the town centre. The best thing, however, was Dreamland. That's a fun park with all sorts of rides. I loved the big wheel because from the top we could see for miles. And at Dreamland, there is the oldest roller coaster in the country. It's all made of wood and it's a wild ride up and down. I found it great, but my parents didn't.
Okay, so that's what people in the UK do on a bank holiday. But why bank holiday? How do banks come into it?
We called these days bank holidays because at first, about 150 years ago, just banks closed on special days, which is where the name comes from. Over the years, other institutions joined in and closed too.
So they have a long history. Do you know more about it?
Sure. I checked some websites on the internet. At first, they only had two holidays, Good Friday and Christmas Day. Later, they added 4 days.
So how many bank holidays are there now?
My dad told me we have 8 bank holidays in England, which sounds a lot, but there are 9 in Scotland and 10 in Northern Ireland. It depends on where in the UK you live.
Good for the people in Scotland and Northern Ireland, then.
Sure. So that's my idea for our presentation. But what have you got, Noah?
King's School is a British school in Canterbury. There are 400 students. What is special about King's School is their partner school. Guess where it is? Well, it's down under. That's what Australians call their own country. The city is Adelaide, on the south coast. The good things about a partner school are that students get to know each other. They text each other, do projects together, and once a year, they even travel to meet up. British students go to Australia in December, right before Christmas. That's because it's summertime in Australia. Then they can go to the beach, watch animals like kangaroos hopping around all over the place, and find out about what is different in Australian family life. Right now, students from Class 8GT are doing a project on holidays and festivals with their partners down under. Once a week, they meet online to find out more about special holidays that only exist in their partner's country, but also about funny or unusual local festivals. Liz is on a video conference with Noah from her partner class right now to discuss ideas for their presentations. Bank holiday? What's that?
Oh, bank holiday, that's a really British thing. A bank holiday is a national public holiday. It means it's for everyone everywhere in the UK. They're usually on a Monday, so it's a long weekend. We often use bank holidays to go away to cool places like museums, zoos, or fun parks. Shops stay open on a bank holiday too. That makes it a perfect day to go out shopping, but a hard day for shop assistants. I remember last August bank holiday, my family and I took a train to Margate. That's a town by the sea. We had a day on the beach and ate fish and chips in the market square in the town centre. The best thing, however, was Dreamland. That's a fun park with all sorts of rides. I loved the big wheel because from the top we could see for miles. And at Dreamland, there is the oldest roller coaster in the country. It's all made of wood and it's a wild ride up and down. I found it great, but my parents didn't.
Okay, so that's what people in the UK do on a bank holiday. But why bank holiday? How do banks come into it?
We called these days bank holidays because at first, about 150 years ago, just banks closed on special days, which is where the name comes from. Over the years, other institutions joined in and closed too.
So they have a long history. Do you know more about it?
Sure. I checked some websites on the internet. At first, they only had two holidays, Good Friday and Christmas Day. Later, they added 4 days.
So how many bank holidays are there now?
My dad told me we have 8 bank holidays in England, which sounds a lot, but there are 9 in Scotland and 10 in Northern Ireland. It depends on where in the UK you live.
Good for the people in Scotland and Northern Ireland, then.
Sure. So that's my idea for our presentation. But what have you got, Noah?
You will now hear Part B. Please read the questions of Part B now. Part B. I chose a local festival. It takes place in a town called Alice Springs. That's in the middle of Australia. And it's a crazy event too. The Henley-on-Todd Regatta.
A regatta? That's a boat race, isn't it?
You're right. The name comes from a boat race in the UK. The Royal River Boat Race in Henley-on-Thames.
I've heard about that, but what is so crazy about it?
You see, the problem is that in Alice Springs it's very hot and dry. So the Todd River is waterless most of the year. It's just sand with no water.
Uh-huh. That sounds strange. When did it all begin?
I read that it all started in 1962. The idea was to find an event to raise money for a local charity.
So what happens at the regatta?
A few thousand tourists come to watch. It always takes place on the third Saturday in August. There's lots of food and drink, and they celebrate all day. The festival starts at 10:30 with a parade down the main street. Everybody who brings their own boat and buys a ticket can join in. Later, there are sand shoveling competitions, and the highlight is always the Battle of the Boats. There are three teams: the Navy, the Pirates, and the Vikings. They all wear crazy costumes. Anyway, I read that over the years, they have collected almost £1 million to give to hospitals and charities.
You said there were boats in a dry river. How does that work?
They just look like boats. You can't sit in them. So the teams have to carry them through the hot sand.
That must be good fun. Let's find some pictures or a video for the presentation now.
I chose a local festival. It takes place in a town called Alice Springs. That's in the middle of Australia. And it's a crazy event too. The Henley-on-Todd Regatta.
A regatta? That's a boat race, isn't it?
You're right. The name comes from a boat race in the UK. The Royal River Boat Race in Henley-on-Thames.
I've heard about that, but what is so crazy about it?
You see, the problem is that in Alice Springs it's very hot and dry. So the Todd River is waterless most of the year. It's just sand with no water.
Uh-huh. That sounds strange. When did it all begin?
I read that it all started in 1962. The idea was to find an event to raise money for a local charity.
So what happens at the regatta?
A few thousand tourists come to watch. It always takes place on the third Saturday in August. There's lots of food and drink, and they celebrate all day. The festival starts at 10:30 with a parade down the main street. Everybody who brings their own boat and buys a ticket can join in. Later, there are sand shoveling competitions, and the highlight is always the Battle of the Boats. There are three teams: the Navy, the Pirates, and the Vikings. They all wear crazy costumes. Anyway, I read that over the years, they have collected almost £1 million to give to hospitals and charities.
You said there were boats in a dry river. How does that work?
They just look like boats. You can't sit in them. So the teams have to carry them through the hot sand.
That must be good fun. Let's find some pictures or a video for the presentation now.
This is the end of the listening comprehension.